Amtrak officials say Indiana's contributions to rail service is a long-term investment, the results of which may not be visible right away. But Adam Pinsker took a look at our neighbors to the north to see how Michigan invests in Amtrak.
Camelia Pesena's 2,000-mile trip to Truckee, California begins at the Amtrak station in St. Joseph, Michigan.
Right now, we go to Chicago and change trains there.
Pesena is among a couple dozen passengers waiting on the platform this cool early summer morning for the Chicago-bound Pier Marquette.
I'm going to hand that back to you.
She lives just 15 minutes from the station, so taking the train was much more convenient than driving or flying from the nearest airport in South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, it's just a nice way to travel, and we have a sleeper car, and you just sit back, and meals are provided. You can walk around.
The Pier Marquette runs daily from Grand Rapids, Michigan to Chicago's Union Station. That's 181 miles, exactly the same distance between Indianapolis and Chicago via Amtrak's soon-to-be-discontinued Hoosier Line. From there, passengers can connect to destinations all over the Midwest and beyond. Amtrak spokesperson Mark Magliari says the amenities on the Pier Marquette and the Hoosier Line are identical.
We have the same seat size on the Hoosier State that you saw on the Pier Marquette, the same food service that on the Hoosier State that you saw on the Pier Marquette, and the same Wi-Fi.
Under federal law, states must provide a majority of the funding to Amtrak for lines shorter than 750 miles. The state of Michigan spent $4 million on the Pier Marquette last fiscal year. Indiana allocates $3 million on the Hoosier Line annually, enough to discontinue the service once the budget cut takes effect July 1st. Michigan Transit officials say their funding of the Pier Marquette line equals out to about $41 per passenger per year, but they make some of that money back through ticket sales and concessions. Janelle Vogel of Michigan says it's hard to beat the convenience of the service.
It's evident with the number of people that are on the train that a lot of people are using it to get to Chicago. So I hope it stays available and it's a reasonable travel price.
And it isn't just vacationers. Tammy Woodring takes the Pier Marquette line because driving isn't an option.
I had a brain injury 7 years ago, and so it keeps me from driving in busy city traffic.
Magliari says the investment state officials make into Amtrak is more than just the operating costs and train upgrades. The money goes to rail and station improvements that can last decades.
No matter how wide you make the highway, it'll probably get filled up. It's cheaper to put money into rail than it is into highways. Rail improvements can last 10 or 20 years. You can see how long it takes for pavement to wear out.
Magliari says while Michigan's partnership with Amtrak is a success story, he wonders if Amtrak underestimated how difficult it would be to keep Indiana on board with its deal.
People just don't understand how this can work because culturally, if the Cardinal comes through there in the middle of the night or late at night and early in the morning, people never see it, so they don't have a picture of how this works.
For WFIU News, I'm Adam Pinsker.